This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Today we're talking with Dan Presson, Director of Career Services here at Southeast Missouri State University. Dan, welcome to Going Public.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dan.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about Career Services. What do you guys do?
The Office of Career Services is actually a really unique office at Southeast Missouri State. We directly work with students and alumni to help prepare them for life after college, help them figure out what kind of majors they want to pursue, and help them find jobs and gainful employment. So really, we are a very future-focused office here at Southeast.
And you've been growing over the past several years, as I understand it, doing more and more things for the students here at the university, right?
Absolutely. We actually will push things out in front of students through direct emails. We have a wonderful website called redhawkjobs.com, which is where students and alumni can log on and find employment opportunities. And we also host our semi-annual Career Expo in the fall and in the spring semester. And that's actually coming up. The Spring Career Expo is going to be coming up on March 1st here at Southeast in the Student Rec Center.
So what kind of things happen at the Career Expo?
The Career Expo is where employers will actually come to campus to recruit Southeast students. These are companies from across the state, across the nation, that will come to Southeast specifically to recruit a Southeast student. I try to get that across to every student that I talk to, that these people are taking time out of their schedules to come to this campus because they want to hire them. So at the Career Expo, students will come in, they'll be dressed appropriately. I always tell students to bring copies of their resumes, and they're there to shake hands and give out business cards and take business cards and give out their resumes so that students and employers can engage and interact with each other. We even have interview rooms set up so that an employer can interview a student on the spot.
So beyond the expo, I guess you still help students with resume prep and how you dress for a job interview and all those standard things that have been going on for a long time.
Well, you know, it's amazing how some of those really simple things are items that we have to routinely talk to students about. You know, what fonts to use on a resume, what font size to use on a resume, how to dress appropriately for a job interview, whether or not you need to trim your facial hair before you go into a job interview. It's really remarkable how some of these very simple things in the age of social media and self-awareness have kind of gotten forgotten about.
We got a little bit of time left. I want to ask you about social media. You know, we hear that you got to be careful what you put on social media because future employers may look at that. Is that
76% of employers will actually view your social media sites before offering you a job?
76?
Yeah. So, I mean, employers will look at your social media before they offer you an actual position. So it's something that students have to realize. And I tell every student that I talk to, if you won't put it on a sign and put it in your front yard, don't put it on social media because all of it can be searched. It can all be part of that hiring process. So you've got to make sure that you keep everything clean.
So remind us again when the Career Expo is and how students and employers can get involved.
Students definitely can show up at the Career Expo. It's at the Student Rec Center on March 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The only requirement that we have is that you dress professionally. So make sure that you dress professionally. Employers, we still have space available. So please call the Career Services office at 573-651-2583 in order to get involved and meet and recruit Redhawks.
Dan Presson is the Director of Career Services here at Southeast Missouri State. Dan, thanks for dropping by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You can hear more conversations at our website, krcu.org.